Previously
on Ibong Adarna.
Sure. Story to Tell is an English Pisaya storytelling podcast. This is the second part of Ibong Adarna. What happened in the previous episode, Kai, we had the first part, malamang, of Ibong Adarna, and it showed that the three princes, si Don Juan, Don Diego, and Don Pedro, they were able to find the Ibong Adarna and present it to the king. Which, if wala pa muna kandugong sa katong first episode, I highly recommend you guys should check it before listening to this episode. Alright? Once again, disclaimer lang, there are a lot of versions to the Ibong Adarna. What you may have heard may be different from what I have heard. So, kana siya. There may be differences sa akong version. And this is the version that I will go through throughout the podcast. Okay, let's continue. So we left off katong time na wherein si Don Juan, he left the castle because nakabuhi ang Ibong Adarna. And he was so worried that his father might kill him because kanang paborito na biyato niya ang Ibong Adarna. Because it helped him recover from the illness that he felt after katong he dreamt of his favorite child from that dream. And Don Juan was running away from the castle, from the kingdom of Verbania, trying to find another place for him because he thought nga dili na siguro siya i-accept dito sa katong place. So because of that, ang other brothers niya, si Don Pedro, si Don Diego, they also tried to look for him, and eventually they were able to catch up with Don Juan in a place called Armenia a few years after. And in that place, they said nga, "Uy, kanang, you shouldn't worry because, you know, father loves you and you shouldn't run away. He'll forgive you for what you did. So, kanang, we should go back to the kingdom of Verbania and say sorry to the king." In which si Don Juan said he was convinced about the whole thing and said, "Let's go home." So it's kind of weird, you know, because he ran away from home and it took him around a year or more. It took him years to realize, "Oh, okay na day nga muli ko without the Ibong Adarna." So it's kind of weird. Anyway, so after that, they tried to go back to the kingdom of Verbania, but they weren't able to. So nawala sila sa katong entire area of Armenia. And they kept on walking and walking until they found some sort of well or some sort of kanang hole under the ground. And wala lang, they were curious to see what was under there, so they decided to go down. And they took some rope, and the brothers tried to hang a rope panaog dito sa well. And as always, ang katong panganay, ang firstborn, si Don Pedro, he said, "Oh, ako yung sunod una because, you know, I'm the eldest and I'm brave and I'm strong and everything. So, ako yung una." So, he went down, and halfway going down dito sa well, nahadok siya. He was scared, saying, "Uy, dili na nalik, uy, natalaw siya." And he said, "Uy, bring me back up. Kay hadlok diri." So, motogi, gibira siya pasaka. All right. And then the next was katong second son. So he said, "Uy, I'm the second son and I'm not afraid as well. So, bring me down." So, again, ni rope down sad siya, panaog dito sa katong well. And again, the same thing happened. The same thing with what happened sa katong first nga brother. Nahadlok sa siya halfway through. He said, "It's too scary and I'm not going to push through ani niya. So, everybody, kanang bring me back up. Dili na ko kaya." So, again, once again, gibira na sad siya. So, mga talawan di kayo mga brothers. And then finally, ang katong pinaka-pinangga nga child or katong pinaka-bata nga child, he said, "Fine, ako na sad. As usual, I'll go down." And he did go down. He went down. Went down again, and then halfway, wala kapun siya nahadlok until naabot siya towards the very end of the hole, or well, or whatever. And once he kanang, he arrived sa katong nga mura ground of the well, he saw that there were two kingdoms in that well. Weird, diba? It's just a well. It's just a hole. And you see two kingdoms. So there was this left kingdom and there was this right kingdom. And he could, in both kingdoms, he could hear screams of princesses nga asking for help because apparently there's a monster there. So he said, all right, sige, let's go with the left first because, you know, left or right, Pilipino. So he went to the left first and he saw a princess named Doña Juana. And Doña Juana said, oh, tabangin ko, help me, kay there's a giant trying to kill me. Ana. And being as good-natured as Don Juan was, he said, okay, sige, fine, let's kill the giant. So he got his sword and then he killed the giant and then he saved the princess. So Moto, he brought Doña Juana back to the entrance of the well and he told her, go up, it's safe upstairs, sa taas, because na ako mga trustworthy brothers. Don't worry, Anna. After that, after seeing the other kingdom, he also decided to, oh, maybe there's another princess there, so maybe I should kanang save her as well. So he went to the right kingdom. He went there and then saw another princess named Doña Leonora. And this time, it wasn't a giant who was attacking her, but rather snake-ish, reptilian-ish with seven hands or something. It was trying to attack her as well. And once again, he said, "Oi, help me because I'm a princess and I need to be saved." So Don Juan once again killed the reptilian snake thingy and saved the princess. And he said once again, "Oi, let's go back to the entrance of the well and let's save you." So again, they went upstairs, ana-ana, balik-balik. So nakasaka na si Doña Leonora, and before Don Juan was about to go up, Doña Leonora said, I forgot something in my kingdom. Maybe you could go and get my ring. It's inside my room and try to get it." So si Don Juan, he said, "All right, fine, sige, let me get it." He went back to the kingdom and looked for the ring inside the room of the princess of Doña Leonora, and he did find it. And when he went back, it gave the brothers time to think of another way to screw up Don Juan. So as Don Juan was climbing up the rope, he dropped sa katong mga brothers ang katong rope and he got injured badly. And Doña Leonora said, Why would you do this? How could you do that to your own brother? I will not marry you guys." Because apparently at this time, si Doña Maria, she decided to marry Don Pedro. Because, I don't know, prince and princesses, they come together, siguro, whatever. So Doña Leonora said, "No, I'm not going to marry you because you're mean to your own family. You're mean to people around you. So I'm going to save my marriage for Don Juan who saved me from the seven-armed reptilians. Snake thingy." Ana. But before that, guys, since injured man si Don Juan, she left her wolf or fox or some sort of pet ni Doña Leonora dito ni Kuan, ni Don Juan. And she said nga, "I will wait for you to marry you. But please, Mr. Fox, can you please tend to the wounds of Don Juan while I am being held captive by these brothers?" And that's what happened. Don Juan was injured. He was unconscious. He was sick. He had bruises all over. He's basically almost dead. And this fox was sort of like licking his injuries here and there until nga he finally, felt okay and not injured anymore. And then after a few months siguro or whatever, he finally managed to go outside of that hole with the help of the fox or wolf or whatever said. And somewhere along the area, he heard a song, like nainakanta from a distance. And he tried to follow that distance. And it turns out it was the Ibong Adarna. Lo and behold, naraday diri ang Ibong Adarna after looking for maybe 5 years na siguro all in all. And he saw the Ibong Adarna, and the Ibong Adarna told him, "Oy, by the way, Doña Juana and Don Pedro, your brother, are getting married. If you can hear the church bells, muna na siya ang ang wedding nila nga ceremony, blah, blah, blah. But by the way, naay beautiful princess in a different kingdom." And, you know, Don Juan was, I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he forgot what happened ni Doña Leonora because na siya concussion or whatever. Niyana siya nga, okay, sige, there's another princess. I need to find her because she's apparently more beautiful than all the princesses I found in the past. Okay, sige, fine. Which then, ana si Don Juan nga, oh, fine, sige. Asa man ni na ko makita di ayang kaninga princess ba? Ana, no? And then the Ibong Adarna just said, "Ay pangita og kanang sa bunguton nga ermitanyo, and you'll know nga sana he knows where this kingdom is." So he found this ermitanyo or whatever, and niyana siya nga, "Uy, where can I find this beautiful princess from a different kingdom?" And the hermit said, "Oh, you need to find it in the kingdom of I forgot the name, but it was some the kingdom of Cristala or something." The kingdom of crystals or whatever. You need to find her in the kingdom of crystals. And Don Juan was like, "Ha, sige, okay, but how do I get to the kingdom of crystals?" And the hermit said, "Oh, mungita ka kanang lain nga ermitanyo who has a longer beard than me," indicating a mas tigawa nga hermit and mas more wise or whatever. "And you can find him in the mountain over there." And he points to a really far distance. And I don't know what the significance niya, but Don Juan just said, "Okay, sige, I'll go there." And niadto siya dito sa katonga mountain area. He finds this hermit and asks, "Uy, where is this so-called kingdom with this so-called beautiful princess? I need to meet her." And the hermit said, "Oh, yes, you found me, but I don't know the answer either, so let me call on my friends." And he called all the possible animals he could call using his shout or whatever. Kind of like your modern day Snow White, or like the Filipino version of Snow White. And luckily, all the animals came, and even the birds came, and they asked, "Oh, do you know this area? Blah, 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 blah." And nobody knew asa ni siya ang kaning particular kingdom, except for one eagle, like an aguila, nga, it's super big daw. And he said, "Oh, I know where this place is, I'll take you there." So, moto siya, the aguila said, "Oh, by the way, at this certain time, kay ang mga princess, there are three princesses, and they go to this lake and then they remove their clothes and they just bathe there. I'll take you there." And it's kind of weird because like, ano man ni ang bird maniac, what? Anyway, so moto he said nga, "Okay, I'll take you there." And gidala niya dito to the area asa nangaligo ang mga princesses, asa mga ligo ang mga princesses. And while they were waiting, it was true nga naadyod mga princesses dito. They came to the lake, three of them, and then they took their dresses off and then they took a bath. After that, si Don Juan secretly stole the dress of Doña Maria. And after a while, kay nangaligo sila, and then the two princesses, ang sisters niya, they decided to finish taking a bath, so they left, and then they had their dresses back on. But si Doña Maria, she didn't find her clothes anywhere. She was looking and looking until she found Don Juan, who was with her clothes, which was weird. Okay, like, "What are you doing with my clothes, man?" Char. And Don Juan said, sorry, but I love you." What? he proposed his love then and there. He said, "Oy, I really like you. I think you're very pretty. I think you can complete me in ways nobody else can." Char. Yo, that's disgusting. That's not the point. Basta, he poured his own feelings onto Doña Maria. And just like that, as easy as that, Doña Maria said, "Oh, yeah, I like you too." And mauna siya ang ending sa itong part 2 of Ibong Adarna. Tune in every Monday for a new episode. Story to Tell Podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and now on Google Podcasts. If you like this episode, or if you think sayop niya akong version, let me know on the social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Story to Tell, ang tukay number 2. See you next time for the next story I'm about to tell. Thank you.